Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Here we are.
Here we are, back again.
Back again in our musical era.
Okay, I'm starting it off strong.
Oh gosh.
I need to ask you how you're feeling this week with Taylor Swift's new release.
Okay, well, let's just kick things off right there.
We have to talk about it.
I'm so happy. I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
I would consider myself a Swiftie, but not like a diehard Swiftie, you know? I know about as much as the people on TikTok tell me that I need to know. I love her old stuff. Like, I'm an old OG Swiftie.
Yeah.
But this album has me in an absolute chokehold. I will not lie, Court, it's my favorite of the week, so we can just kick off right there.
I had such a strong feeling it was going to be your favorite. Like, I knew in the core of my being that it was going to be your favorite this week.
You know me so well.
But I also had to talk about it first.
No, we're on well. I've got some favorites. Would you like to hear one of my favorites?
Yes.
I'll tell you, the song that I am obsessed with is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
I've been hearing it everywhere.
Oh my gosh. When she sings it, I don't know what it is.
It just feels like this album is different.
It does.
Like, this album has such different Taylor Swift energy, and I'm here for it.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't downloaded a Taylor Swift album in a few years, I would
really?
Say.
Really? Okay.
Like, I don't, like, Midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, a folklore. Yeah, like, I don't know.
I didn't right? get into those ones as much.
But when this one came out, I was like, I don't know, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Uh-huh.
So good.
But I don't know if you feel this. Like, the first time I always listen, I'm overwhelmed. So overwhelmed. Well, A, when you drop how many songs?
Like 30.
30 songs. How the heck do you even, like, I just don't get it. I was like, should I take Friday off work, like, to listen?
I think I've only listened to the first half because same. Like, I need time to take it all in or else I get really overwhelmed.
Same. And then, like, my first reaction of a song will not be my final reaction because I listened to Who's Afraid of Little Old Me and was like, yeah, move on. Like, let's listen to the next one. But then once, I don't know, something just clicks in your brain and you just listen to it over and over and over again. Like, I'm so sure I've listened to this song 15 plus times, probably, I would guess. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're unwell.
Yeah, when it came out the other day, the song that, like, got me listening in the first place was the fact that she had Post Malone on.
Yeah.
I love Post Malone. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that song.
I know. That song's so good.
And the music video gave me chills. Like, I just love Post Malone.
I know. My boss is obsessed with Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
She loves Post Malone. So she was like, Morgan, our two worlds are colliding here. She was so happy. So, yeah, I love that song. Honestly, just, like, everything. Have you gotten into, like, the details on every song and who it's about?
Like, briefly.
Okay, because, like, Travis Kelce's on this album.
Okay, that one.
Like, So High School.
So High School. But honestly, isn't the Alchemy?
Alchemy, yes, about.
That is probably my favorite song.
Really?
That I've listened to.
No, So Fair. It's so good.
It's so good.
And the lyrics. That girl is a lyrical genius.
She's something else.
In So High School, she says, are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me?
Oh, I've seen the TikTok.
Referencing the TikTok or the interview that Travis Kelce did. I'm like, just goosebumps. Mind-blowing. Literally goosebumps.
I would not classify myself as a Swiftie, mostly because that just, if I say I'm a Swiftie, someone's going to be like, prove it.
I know.
And I'm going to be like, I don't know her middle name. Or
no.
I guess I was going to say, I don't know when she was born, but December 13th, obviously.
But I actually do know when she was born.
But, like, I can't
take
the, like, pressure of what that label brings.
Yeah.
But I just am such a supporter of Taylor Swift.
No, I am too. There's people who hate on her and, you know, they can have their own opinions. But in my personal opinion, again, I'm not, like, a diehard Swiftie, but that girl has worked her butt off and dealt with some of the craziest, harshest people, and to rewrite all your albums
iconic
and to sing a 3.5 hour show with no break,
that's insane.
Like, just put that through your, like, head. I that's insane to me.
I can't believe what she has done with the Eras Tour.
Me either.
The concept of it in the first place is like, it's just crazy.
I know. I thought about that today, actually. I was like, I was just driving and I was thinking about the Eras Tour itself. And I was like, this is wild that she took all the eras of her life and threw it into a concert and did it so well. Like, I'm obsessed with the Eras Tour.
Yeah. It's yeah, crazy.
It is. She's a gal. She's a hardworking gal. And I love supporting her. This album is so good. And I'm excited to keep listening to it.
Yeah.
Pick my favorites.
Yeah. I've been seeing everyone post their favorite songs now that it's been a few days.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I need. I just need a guideline to like get into it.
Same.
Like, okay, what are people loving? Let me start there.
Yeah. I feel like it shouldn't be looked down upon to like hop on the bandwagon of like favorite songs, because that helps me. Because when you're given 30 songs,
that's overwhelming.
So overwhelming. And I think it's a complete, if you listen start to finish, isn't it like 2 hours?
I have no idea, but at least.
I'm pretty sure it's like 2 hours and 30 minutes or something like that. So I'm like, I don't have that. I've literally not listened to anything else.
Yeah.
I went to listen to a different album today and I was like, nah, doesn't feel right.
I am usually like in the morning when I'm getting ready, I'm either listening to a podcast mm-hmm. or watching like YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the Taylor Swift album and I'm like not a music in the morning type of girl.
Amazing.
I'm like a chit chat. Yes. Let's get the conversation. But
okay, no,
I'll put on a podcast and I'm like, I think I just need to listen to it.
Yeah. No, totally.
Anyways. Uh-huh. So I had to check in because I knew.
Well, yeah.
It was on your radar this week.
Yeah, that is my favorite of the week.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Sorry to start the episode off right with that. But I am unwell in the best way. I'm just like so happy listening to it. So thank you for checking in. What's your favorite? Can we go right into that?
Let's go right into it. Okay. My favorite this week is Velcro rollers.
Really?
Yes.
You're using them?
Okay. I use one once a day and it changes my life. Yeah, my bangs.
Your bangs.
Which I don't have bangs, but like my front pieces.
Yep.
Okay. Your girl struggled for years with this one section on my hair that like kind of goes up and it's probably doing that right now because
like the cowlicky, like, yeah, yes, you have a natural.
I have a natural cowlick there. And I'm just like, how do people get their hair to just like brush in front of their face?
Yeah.
You roll your bangs.
And you do it. In the mornings?
Yeah. And like every single day, except obviously not today. But yeah, it just like, as soon as I found out how to do it, I was like, wow. And I've been doing it for probably like a year or whatnot. But yeah, so it's not new.
No, but.
But I'm just like, this is something that if you're struggling with like styling that front part of your hair, get the Velcro rollers.
I've always wanted to. Like, I feel like rollers became a huge thing this year. Huge. And I've been like on the fence on it. Maybe I should now.
I really like them. I've rolled like my whole head.
Mm-hmm.
That is so time consuming.
And just
not practical for every day. Like, you will not catch me in a full head, but like every single day I roll mm-hmm. my bangs out. I like kind of straighten them or like mm-hmm. apply heat to mm-hmm. them and then roll them.
Okay, cute.
And I don't know, if you're just like out there struggling with like getting your front mm-hmm. part to like nicely swoop, get a roller.
Okay. Wow.
Anyways, I just bought like the basically like all different size pack at like London Drugs.
Okay.
Once again, London Drug Girl.
I went to London Drugs this week.
Did you?
Yeah, and I thought of you. My bestie and I took a little trip and we were debating. I was like, oh, I need to restock some products. Do we go to Shoppers? Or actually, let's go to London Drugs. Court would be happy if I went to London Drugs.
How was your experience?
So good. I also tried a poppy for the first time.
Okay, what are your thoughts? Honestly.
Honestly? Like, so good. So here's what I did. I went in. I'm not like a big cola person, so I didn't get that one. I'm not a big lemon lime person because they have that new lemon lime
mm-hmm.
one. But I was intrigued by the orange soda.
Okay.
Because here was my thinking. It was a Friday night after work. And I was just, it was a kickoff to my self-care weekend. I wasn't doing a whole lot, but my parents, we were going over there for dinner and they have this creamsicle vodka.
Oh, yeah.
That's heavenly. So I was like, with the orange soda, then I feel like healthy, but it's a kickoff to the weekend.
Okay, wait.
Oh my God, Court. It was so freaking good. So I did really like the poppy. It tasted like light, refreshing, but still orange soda-y. I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I haven't tried the orange one. I've tried the Coke one and the Doctor.
Oh, yes.
It's supposed to be like Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
I really like them too. I find that they're like just a nice switch up, and it's just for the vibes, basically.
Yeah, makes you feel like a better human.
Yeah, like it's just like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna pour this in a cute glass. Yep, and
exactly.
Treat myself because they're like, I don't know, like
$3.50.
Yeah, for a can.
$3.50 for a can.
Because we live in Canada, yeah. But yeah, I like them, but sometimes I find like the Coke one or the Dr. Pepper one kind of has like a weird aftertaste. After,
yeah, with those sodas, I feel like
they just do.
Yeah, they do.
Because you're not drinking.
They do. I will say like the orange soda was not like crush orange pop vibes. It was more like a refreshing carbonated orange juice. Like yummy. It was good. Yeah,
I
honestly,
think I like that one.
I think the orange one might be like the most underrated one, because who drinks orange soda really? Like that's not really one people grab, you know. It's always like Coke or Dr. Pepper or whatever, but it was just like super refreshing, and with the creamsicle vodka
it hit
heavenly. So good.
I am gonna try that, because yeah, like you kind of don't, like you said, you don't have orange soda, so you don't really have an adult reference to it.
No,
rather than like if you everybody drinks Coke,
everyone drinks Coke or like Pepsi or
something.
Dr. Pepper or whatever, but no one grabs orange soda. So I feel like orange soda is kind of like a refreshing. The poppy one's really good. I liked it.
Okay, stunning. My favorite part about London Drugs is how much random stuff that they have. Like
I didn't,
poppies.
I know. I didn't even get to like really enjoy it. But I will say I was like very impressed with the prices compared to like other places too. Like there was a lot of stuff on sale. I needed like a restock on a lot of drugstore makeup. And there was some sales. And I was like, I need to go here more. So you got me completely influenced.
You know how I feel about a London Drugs sale.
I know. You love London Drugs.
I am that girl that if there's a sale, like little ticket on it, I'm like,
oh, stock up.
Stock up. I'm saving money.
London Drugs needs to sponsor us, because I think we're officially a fan, a big fan.
Absolutely. I just prefer it over like Shoppers. Yeah, I'm just like not a Shoppers girl.
No. And I don't think I am anymore. Like I think I'd much rather go to London Drugs. So
that's what we like to hear.
We're converted. So anyway, yeah. Okay. That's fun. How was your week?
My week was good. My week was just, you know, busy. Work was busy. Work was good.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that takes up all of my week.
Yeah.
And then my weekend's completely separate.
Yep.
But my weekend was really good too. I mean, we celebrated one of my best friend's birthday this weekend.
Amazing.
She turned 26 last week.
Oh my gosh.
Which I guess is what we're all turning. But I don't know. How do you feel about 26?
Oh, girl. I had this talk the other day. I don't know who I was talking with, but I said I was kind of freaking out about turning 26.
Okay, same.
Like 25, also big year, because 25, I feel like I freaked out a little, but 25 feels like I don't want to say it to make anyone depressed, but 25 feels like the last like fun year before you have to like, I don't know, which this is great that we're talking about this today, because maybe this will help a lot of people, but I don't know, 26 feels like, okay, get started.
It's like you've rounded the corner in your 20s.
Right?
I feel the same way. I'm kind of slightly freaking out about 26, even though it's still like months away. And honestly, it's not a big deal.
No,
like,
it's not.
Aging is inevitable.
No, I know.
And we're lucky to be turning the next year older.
I know.
But still, just like the concept of being like, I'm 26 is like, I feel like fake.
Yeah.
I can't be 26. I'm like 23.
I know. I feel... Do you know, I think we talked about it in like one of our very first episodes, but it was like, what's the age you feel like? I feel like when you're 25 and under, you navigate to like that 20 to 21 age is what you feel like. But then once you're over 25, like when people ask, you have to say like 25 now. Like you're like,
yeah,
you're creeping up there. You're closer to 30 now than 20.
Yeah.
Which
is crazy.
It is crazy. 26 does freak me out a little bit. 27 doesn't at all. 26, I don't know.
It feels different. I feel like I had a lot of conversations with friends last year turning 25.
Yeah.
And I feel like every single person I talked to, they were like, I'm about to have like a mental breakdown over turning 25.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, I was like,
no.
No, I'm so excited to turn 25.
Yeah.
And I think I just like hyped up my 25th birthday for so long.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. We had like the best weekend, but it was like my champagne birthday. So 25 on the 25th.
Yep.
So I was like, couldn't wait for this birthday.
No. Yep.
And now this year I'm like,
yep.
Wait.
No, totally.
You guys.
And my champagne birthday was 24 on the 24th.
Oh, wow.
So we were like 1 year apart there, but I totally feel that. 25, like maybe if it was my champagne birthday that year, I feel like I would have felt differently too about this year, because I know having it on the 24th, 25 was just like, meh, like what's special, like what's happening, but I still felt young and I don't know, yeah, ready. And I'm not saying I don't know. I don't mean to make this like depressing, but 26 just feels different.
Yeah.
Something feels different about that age.
I agree. But it just got me thinking.
It's still going to be amazing.
It's still going to be great. And like I said, it's not like we're old. We're not.
No.
But we're just getting older.
Yeah.
That does not mean we're classifying ourselves as old.
Yeah, no.
But we're aging and rounding corners of like life. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. One of my biggest pet peeves. Sorry to everyone listening that's like older than me, but one of my biggest pet peeves is like when we do get to talk about getting older and getting scared, and older people are like, oh my gosh, you're not even that old, or that's not even classified as old. And I'm like, everyone gets to feel like they're getting older.
Yeah. How did you feel when you turned 26?
Yeah. I was like, I bet you freaked out because you're closer to 30 now than 20.
Yeah.
So I can't stand when people are like, oh my gosh, you're not even that old. And I'm like, well, I get that, Sally, but I am getting older.
Just let me live in this moment.
Yeah.
So feel my feelings.
Feel my feelings. But yeah, it'll be good. We'll be fine.
It'll be absolutely fine. I'm just every year. Sometimes I just have to remind myself extra of like, no, uh-huh, it's going to be amazing.
I know. You're right.
When I turned 25, mm-hmm, I don't even know if I should share this, but I turned 25. Someone told me, they were like, you only have 5 more years of being a 20-something girl. And I was like, stop. Why would you limit me like
who
that?
Who says that?
I know. I was like, and it was obviously a joke, and she said it very lovingly. But I was like, you don't even know what type of clock you just put on me.
I know.
I'm like, because I think we were even talking about the podcast, and she was like, only so many years left.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're like, don't even.
Don't make us start branding 30-something girl. I know, right now.
Someone definitely asked me that. They were like, every decade are we rebranding? And I'm like, maybe, but we're still 20, okay?
We still have many years.
Yeah, so zip it.
Zip it.
We are in our prime, okay?
And it's that's just funny. So crazy, but I love birthdays.
Yeah, you went to Browns.
We did.
What'd you get?
You'll never guess. I got the cod bowl. So good. That's love. My like go-to. That's my regular.
Rosé.
But everybody else, we were the last ones to get there, and they had like ordered a round of drinks, and everybody was drinking margs.
Oh.
So I was like,
your next fave.
I was like, you know what? That looks pretty good. But they don't have a spicy one there. Just the regular lime, which.
Sad.
I don't know. Okay. I still drank it.
Sorry. Quick sidebar. I need to know how the Starb's drink was, because I saw it on your story today and I was like, if there's a drink to describe Court, it's that.
When I saw the advertisement come out, the way I almost sent it to you to be like, did they make this for me?
Court, I couldn't believe it. After we released our episode,
yeah,
talking like, about spicy marks,
somebody's listening.
Someone's somewhere. Listening somewhere.
I have been dying to try it for like the past week.
Yeah.
But I needed like an afternoon.
Of course.
Right? So I had the spicy strawberry one.
Okay.
So good.
Really?
Like, it was so good. If you like spicy margaritas, you would love this drink.
Honestly, genius that they did this. No one's done that.
Nobody's done it. Who does that? It's kind of odd.
It is.
I love when you have a spicy drink and it slightly burns. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Okay.
So the fact that it was actually spicy enough to be like, whoa.
Like, so there was some kick.
There was some kick, okay. Which I feel like in that type of drink, it would have been really predictable for it to like not mm-hmm. even have a spice.
Yeah.
But it was actually kind of spicy.
Okay.
I need to try. Yeah. It tastes like a non-alcoholic spicy margarita.
That's incredible. Honestly, so genius that they did that. Like just in time for summer.
I think that's something that you would like crave.
Oh, 100%.
So I need to try the spicy pineapple.
Yeah. I'm interested.
And then the dragon fruit. I don't know if I'm like rushing to the dragon fruit.
No. Dragon fruit's not really my... I don't get that from Starbucks anyway, but
it yum. Was really good. Okay. And I had to try it before we recorded today.
I know. I'm so happy I had to ask you. Feedback. Sorry to interrupt. Continue on your Browns.
Oh, Browns. Yeah. It was so good. My friend had made dessert mm-hmm. and she like basically put two cookies, like she baked two chocolate chip cookies in, well, not just two, like four, but they were big cookies in like numbers.
I saw the picture. Those were cookies?
Those were cookies. And then she just like layered icing on them. So it was just like a cookie cake, basically.
It was beautiful.
It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, she's an artist. She obviously
yeah.
has a cafe for a living. Yeah. So she's that she's
was,
talented.
That was so cute. Aw, that's anyways, such a fun
yeah.
night.
It was so good. And just like catching up, we're about to go on a trip with all of those people. And it's just like the pre-trip jitters oh. are so real.
Also like... there's like the post-trip recap, but it's like the pre-trip planning with those friends.
Yes.
So fun.
That you're just like organizing all the details, mm-hmm. all the itineraries are like being laid out, all the outfits are getting like
yeah.
fully like yep. planned and just...
and you get to be excited and like...
just ready.
Yeah.
Like you can just feel everybody's like ready to...
yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for you. So excited.
Anyways, how was your week?
Oh, my week... good. Court, I'm like so happy today, this week. It's just been like such a good week. Rebels is officially over. Crazy.
Oh, I saw that. Well, I didn't see it. I didn't go to the games, but I heard about the ending.
Yeah, so tragic. So tragic. Also, can I just say, like, seeing those boys, I mean, like, they love what they do, but seeing them cry and be so sad breaks my heart every year. It'll never get easier. So... it was a very sad ending, but, you know, my schedule is grateful. I've got a month off yeah. before baseball season starts, but, yeah, that was very sad. So that was Tuesday, Wednesday, just, like, two tough games. And then, yeah, I just had, like, a good little wholesome weekend self-care. Man's cooked me dinner on Thursday. A cute little dinner.
Love a chef.
We love a chef.
What did he cook you?
Okay, so he listens to what I say, obviously, as we know on this pod. And I had mentioned, like, cordon bleu, and so he made us cordon bleu.
Can you give
smoker.
Me a refresh? What,
like,
is that?
Ham and cheese. It's, like, traditionally the ham and Swiss in, like, a little chicken.
Okay.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Okay.
Like, stuffed.
Yes, yes.
A chicken, but it was the brie and cranberry one.
Wow, he made that?
I mean, like, it's box, but, like, oh. he put it on the No, he did not make it from scratch. You're like, whoa, who like, are you?
Wait a second.
Lock him down. No. Okay,
details.
No.
Unimportant.
Yeah, anyway.
But that is so sweet.
It was sweet. And then we just, like, sat, and it was so cute. So I've never been, like... cooked for, and he cooks for me all the time, so it's just like so different.
That is so nice.
It is so nice. Yeah, he's a good boy. So anyway, anyone looking for the dating update, we are still seeing each other.
We love to hear it.
We love to hear it. Yeah, very happy Morgs. Maybe that contributes to some of my happiness. I'm blushing over here. So yeah. Aww, but
I love it though. Yeah. I love, like, we love hearing that you're happy.
Thank
in
you.
All aspects.
Thank you, me too.
I speak for all of us.
Thank you so much. I feel it. I'm just like soaking it in, you know, like this time can go away. So my mom reminded me, like, just enjoy it. Enjoy every second of it. So I'm living in the happiness. But that being said, he went away for the weekend. So I really got to just like be by myself. And I dedicated this weekend to just self-care and my mental and physical health. So I went to like the gym and hung out with my girlfriends, and it was just like such a wholesome weekend. But I also, big news, sad news, I also left my job at Spin.
Oh, it's official.
It is.
Aww,
so I had my last shift there. It was sad. It was like a breakup. Yeah. Like, I've been there 4.5 years, I looked, and yeah, it was just, I mean, it was time immediately once I... like left, I was like, I'm gonna come back here. Like, I just feel like I'm gonna come back, because it wasn't so much a job, it was a family and like getting
yeah,
to
yeah, just
create,
like an extra
yeah, and like community, creating relationships. Like, I knew all those people and got to know them, and I'm definitely gonna keep spinning, but now I just don't have to work there, which is a huge perk, and maybe it'll help me find my love of spin again.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Sometimes when you put like a work to it, or like
yeah.
a job title to it, it's like, okay, wait, where
totally.
Why did I even start this?
Yeah, I feel like I do that often. Like, I just want to be a part of everything, so then I never get to enjoy things. So I was like, well, you know, take the summer off with Gulls. It's just so hard with my scheduled shift to make everything work, and I feel like I'm just preparing myself to fail rather than, you know, maybe go into things with a better outlook. So
yeah,
it was a sad weekend. But also waking up on Sunday morning and not having to work a spin shift was the most incredible feeling.
It was so good. Like, when was the last time you just slept in?
Yeah. So it was bittersweet, but it was, I think it'll be really good for me. So
And stuff like that is, but it's also like a new chapter.
Yeah.
And just like you said, you are setting yourself up because you are so prepared for
totally
the next season of your life, aka like baseball.
Yeah.
And just life changes.
Life does change. And like 4.5 years, that's longer than I've been at my job. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, it's just time for a little change, but I love that place dearly. And I'll be going back for sure because I can't give it up. But yeah, so it was just like such a wholesome, good weekend. I didn't honestly get up to much. That was like really it. I spent a lot of time with my nephews this weekend.
Oh,
it was just like amazing. Like, two of my besties who have kids, I got to like snuggle my one little nephew. He's 7 pounds now, I think. He's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And my other one, he celebrated his first birthday. So we just had like a little birthday party for him on Sunday. And so it was just like filled with little kiddos, which fills my heart more than anything in this world.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just
like a good weekend.
A good weekend. Yeah, yeah. No stress. I got myself to the gym and, you know, prep some meals. And yeah, we're ready for a busy week. Work is going to be chaotic this week. So I just like really wanted to reset.
Yeah, and get things like in order before the chaos starts. Sometimes you just know you have like a full week ahead.
Oh yeah.
And you need that second to like reset.
You do. You do. I can tell that the week is going to be nuts. So I was like, well, let's just like enjoy this. So yeah, it was great week. Great week.
We love to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
My week, like I said, was very chill.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I got.
But you're doing exciting things coming up. So
true. That today was like my prep day of like we just said, I needed to like reset my space,
mm-hmm.
gave the house a much needed vacuum and like laundry and just like did the spring reset that we talked about last week.
Girl.
Today.
Heck yeah.
Because it was just, we were living in chaos.
Yep.
For the past week because you're trying to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're just busy, it's like, oh my gosh.
It is. So like, enjoy the chill week.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. That's amazing. Okay. Yay. Should we get into the episode? Because we're just chit-chatting girls.
As always. Yeah. Let's get into it. What are we talking about today?
Oh my God. I'm so excited. We're talking about being like a 20-something girl and how to survive your 20s. Like a survival guide. And I'm pumped about it.
I'm really excited. I'm excited to see what you have prepped.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've touched on this throughout the year. I mean, what episode are we on? We're on like
15.
Holy. Right?
Yeah. No, 15.
Wow. First off, like, thank you guys so much.
That is so crazy.
Thank you for listening in every week. That's like 15 weeks of 20-something girl season 3. That's wild.
When you put it like that, that's crazy.
Right? That is crazy. I'm speechless.
I can't believe, I mean, we talked about it off the recording last week that we like just get together every single week.
We do.
And chit chat and get an episode. It's just crazy.
Like you guys don't know this, but like we get together every week. Like, and we've done that for 15 weeks now. And that's just...
I'm so proud of us.
I'm so proud of us, too.
Like, thank you all for being here with us.
Thank you for listening. So, yeah, for the last 15 episodes, I feel like in certain ways we've touched on a survival guide. And we've talked about, you know, being in your 20s and the challenges. And we've talked everything from dating to, you know, friendships to everything. And I thought it would just be fun to chat about how to, like, guide through your 20s, like how we're feeling, because we're also on very different paths and everyone is. And yeah, so that's what we're talking about today.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm so excited. I have just a few points, and I know you do too, of just things that I've picked up over the years.
Yeah.
And just like things that I've actually like made an effort to learn how to do and how to act in your 20s, because nobody really tells you.
No.
Or like, if someone had told me all of this when I turned 20, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
where like now I'm like, no, for real.
I know.
Like these are such important lessons.
No, 100%. I feel like when I turned 20, if someone would have told me that, I'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
Meh, whatever.
Like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. But now being almost 26, I'm like, girl, slow down, listen to what we're saying. So if you're in that age group, like really listen. Like I'm telling you, you will feel like you need to listen at our age. But yeah, your 20s are just, it's like 10 full years of such a transformative time. That's my first point, is like, it's like your most transformative years, really. And it's like crazy to think about that.
It is so crazy, because I agree, because I think that you are so many different versions of yourself in this time frame.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, from like 20 to 25, I feel like I've been so many versions of myself.
100%.
Because I also like don't really know who that is yet.
Yeah.
And I feel like in your 20s is like the first time that you are actually able to like explore mm-hmm. what you like, who you are, and mm-hmm. what you want to be. So that takes like trial and error.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like looking back, I can't even think of the girl I was when I was 20, but I just know that she was so busy trying to figure things out. And I'm doing the same thing now, but I feel like back then I felt so much pressure. I still do, but I feel like 20-something Morgan, like 20-year-old Morgan, was just like putting a lot of pressure on herself to have it all figured out. But that's what your 20s are for. Like the whole, you have 10 years to do that, like a decade to figure out what you're doing, what you want to do, where you want to be, you know, all of that. It's yeah. just.
And then you never really probably do, because then by the time you turn like 30, it's like you're going to change again.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And you're going to change like again and again. And it's yeah. just like so crazy. So I agree. It's like the most, it feels like the most transformative time.
Totally.
Because it's such a big jump from like not having any responsibilities. Well, you know,
yeah,
say that lightly, but like no like adult responsibilities yes. to all of a sudden being like, okay, well, mm-hmm. good luck out there.
Yeah. No, totally.
Like, wait.
Yeah.
What?
I know. You saying that, I'm like, man, if I could go back to, you know, the last time that I was living with my parents, like, I mean, it happened so quickly when I moved out for the first time. It was like, we have a rental available. Do you want to move out? Like, this is your opportunity. And I moved out not knowing that I would never go back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just think, oh, yeah, like, first time moving out, like, I'll go back with my parents. No, I never went back after that. So, like, I have no, it just, like, changed one day and I was so excited for it. But, man, like, that's just crazy to look on.
Yeah. I totally get that. When I first moved out, you just, like, don't really look back. You're just like, I'm about to, like, have the best, most fun ever.
Yes.
For me, I did go back, and I moved back in with my parents, and that gave me an opportunity to just like soak in those like last good. Years
yes.
with like living with my parents, and
oh,
like
good.
I got the experience of like moving out and mm-hmm. being like, wait, the paper towel just like doesn't pop up.
Yeah.
The milk just like doesn't like
literally.
The milk goes bad.
Literally.
What?
Literally.
To then going back to my parents for a couple years and being so appreciative mm-hmm. of like the house that they like ran and like they let me live in.
Yeah.
And then when I did move out however many years ago now.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I'm like ready to like do it now.
I love that, because I wish I got to like live in that moment and really appreciate it, because again, that stuff just hits you. Adulting hits you so quickly. And it all just, like you said, like, oh, paper towel just runs out and then I have to go to the store and get more. Or like spices. Like I just have to stock the salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper run out. Really? That's a thing?
Yeah.
But I would have appreciated it more if I knew it was happening. So I guess one of the first things I'll say on this survival guide is like, if you're listening to this and you're like in those transformative years, you're still living with your parents or you're just about to move out, or like really appreciate all of that. And well, maybe this ruins it, but like this was like my biggest point. So mic drop at the start, but you're never going to be in this place again. Was one thing I heard on a podcast and I was like, whoa, when you put it that way, I'm like, that's crazy. Like you're never going to be at your parents again. You're never going to be moving out for the very first time. You're never going to be living by yourself for the very first time. Like, you're never going to get to do that again. So yeah. You just have to, like, appreciate where you are.
That hits so hard.
Right?
Because it's so true. I don't know. I just feel like we're always, especially in today's kind of world and the way we're set up, is we're always rushing to, like, the next thing. And that is something I'm trying to, like, remind myself frequently this year, is don't rush into the next phase of your life.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy this moment. Yeah. Enjoy where you are, because, like, why rush?
Why?
Because you're right. It's the last time that you're ever going to be in this exact moment.
Yeah.
And things are going to happen how they're supposed to happen.
Totally.
So why rush it?
Yeah. And it always works out. Like,
always.
It always will, especially if you keep that mindset moving forward and you choose to look at things like the glass is half full instead of half empty. Like, things will always work out. Sure, life gets stressful and things happen. But if you can, like, flip your mindset into feeling pressured to do all these things or want the next thing, to, like, oh my gosh, I really need to appreciate where I'm at right now because I'm never going to be here again. You're going to be set for life.
Yeah, that is such a crazy perspective.
Right?
I
also find we always want what we can't have. So I want to live by myself. You know, I have a roommate right now. I would love to live by myself. I have friends who are like, I would rather live with a roommate. We always want what we can't have.
Yeah, or like where we aren't.
Yeah, where we aren't. Or like my friends who, you know, they are married and they have kids and they have houses and they've bought their first house. They're like, oh, well, I want a house with a bigger kitchen, or I want this piece of furniture. Like, they want that because they don't have it. Where I'm like, I just want a house.
Yeah.
So we're just always comparing. And that goes with everything in society. But I just find with being in your 20s, you're really doing that because everyone's doing such different things.
Yeah. And it's overwhelming. It's like everybody is like, someone is like married, buying a house, having their first kid. And then the next person is finishing up their degree and they're living alone and they're living their single life. It's just like so crazy.
Totally. It's so crazy to be on different pages.
It's just, even like, I mean, I think about us.
Yep.
We are in two very different spots in our lives.
Yep.
But yet we have such common ground because, I mean, we're two 20-something girls. Like, it's just, but it's crazy that you can be surrounded with so many people and then also be the only one doing what you're doing.
Totally. Yeah, no, when you put it that way, I'm like, whoa, me and my best friends, like our group of girls, we're on such different timelines, all of us, and different pages and doing different things. Like I said, most of them have kids now and husbands, and, you know, I've got a single friend, or like I'm in a situationship or whatever. Like, everyone's doing such different things. But when we talk, we have the same struggles, like the same type of struggles. You're
still able to like completely relate to one another.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, that one, I don't think anyone will ever get through there. Well, I still struggle with it. I go through ebbs and flows with that one. But it's just like not feeling pressured to have what everyone else has. Because you're in your spot for a reason. And you're doing what you need to do. And you're on your own timeline.
Yeah.
The best, that's, I feel like, some of the best advice I could be given.
100%. And I feel like I do really actively try and keep that mindset of like, that's their path and this is mine. For myself, everybody's favorite question to ask me right now is, when are you guys getting engaged? Because me and my boyfriend have been together for a number of years, and, you know, we live together, we have a dog, we're doing the things, and it's just like, I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have a timeline, you have ideas, and obviously, like, that's a conversation, but it's everybody's favorite question because that's like what they expect us to do, or where they expect us to be, or what everybody else is doing that might be around the same spot as us. You know what I mean?
That was literally my question to you. It was going to be, what is something society wants you to do in your 20s that you haven't done yet? And then how do you feel about it? So how do you feel about it?
I mean, I feel like that is definitely like one of the biggest things that that's just everybody's favorite question. And like, honestly, it's my favorite question.
Totally.
Like, oh, I can't wait for that point in our life where like we can take the next step and like enter that phase. But at the same time, we can't rush where mm-hmm. we are right now. Yeah. Like you said, you're never going to be here. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going to get engaged. You're going to get married and life will go on.
Yeah.
How it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But no, that is. And I feel fine about it because I'm confident in where we're at.
Totally.
And I know that like not everybody understands and not everybody needs access mm-hmm. to your relationship and what you guys talk about, whatnot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
How about you ask him?
Yeah. No, totally. 100%.
Stop asking me.
No, you get all the questions. But then I'm like, okay, so someone, like I start dating now. Like I'm 25. How long has your relationship been?
6 years.
6 years. That's like crazy. But then I'm like, at what point do people ask me that? Like, because the older you get, it's I don't like know, more time expected. Is, yeah, time yeah. is like less relevant, I guess, in a for way, sure. you know, like yeah. you know what you want and you know, you just have those conversations. We've talked about it in the dating episode. Like I'm not messing around when I meet someone. I'm like, do you want kids? Do you want to get married? Okay, we're on the same page with this stuff. So you know what you want. It's different than starting dating when you were 19 or 18.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I think that all the time, which right? you're leading up to. It's like we have people in our life that maybe have not been together mm-hmm. as long as us, and not that it even matters, but like have been together for a short time mm-hmm. and are like married.
Yeah.
And it's like, but yeah, because they started later.
I know.
Like we weren't going to get married at 19.
No, totally.
Because that wouldn't have worked. Let me tell you that.
Right? But then, so that's like a thought that goes through my brain on the daily. Like, what are people going to think if it's like a year and a half and I'm getting engaged? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what society expects that way from me, but that is a constant thought in my head. But I'm like, no, it's different. Like time is not, it's time different.
Time is so personal.
It is so personal.
And it's, I think that'll happen exactly when it's supposed to for everybody.
Yeah.
I will say, I mean, for work, I handle and I hear a lot about relationships and how fast people get engaged or how long people get engaged.
Yeah.
And it truly is across the board. You have people who are together 6 months mm-hmm. and they just know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people together 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time.
Yeah.
You have people together 15 years and have decided, okay, we're going to like time. Yeah. take the step.
Yeah, you see it all.
Literally every single scenario, I think, comes up.
Yeah, and see, it's that's just crazy.
Everybody's
and
different.
You saying that, I feel like the thing I'm picking up on is also society will make you feel pressured or make you feel a certain way, no matter what stage you're in, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're at. So I think also a piece of advice to everyone and for me, even like listening, is just like do it on your own. You're on your own path and your relationship. We're talking specifically relationships right now, but like your own relationship is your relationship. No one else has to. No one gets insight into that except you.
Oh, 100%. And I like truly, truly believe that.
Same.
Because nobody is going to understand the conversations or the workings of your relationship.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I mean, I feel like even from an outside perspective, if we take it back and it's like, you can't judge anybody's relationship because you straight up don't know.
Yep.
Or you can't judge their timeline or like anything like that. I also feel like the more we like sit on something and linger and mm-hmm. let the like comparison and mm-hmm. let the comments of like, when are you going to do this? When mm-hmm. are you going to do this affect us? It's like showing some type of like, mm-hmm. sometimes it's like reflecting an insecurity.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like when someone asks me a question of like, when are you going to do this? It's like, maybe I'm already feeling like slightly like, I don't know when I'm going to do that.
Yes,
so it's like highlighting it. And then it kind of like lets you like fester on it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you have confidence in something and mm-hmm. you're so straight up with like where you are and like your path. And mm-hmm. as soon as you start believing like truly,
mm-hmm.
I feel like those questions and those expectations like get easier to not hold on to.
No,
do you know what that make sense?
Yes, that made so much sense. No, 100%. And at the end of the day, no one knows what goes on behind, like it's you and a person.
Yeah. And even, I mean, even for like a career.
Yeah.
Like, let's take it back to that. And it's like,
also,
you know, nobody knows how hard you're working.
No.
behind closed doors.
No, no one will.
No one knows. And like, nobody knows how passionate you are mm-hmm. about a certain project.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where you're going to take it.
Yeah.
So when people like put their like society or expectations on you, it's yeah. like, girl, you don't even know what I'm doing yet.
No, it's no, it's so true.
It like, is, you don't even understand me yet.
No, it's so true. That hits home. I'm like, and that could be anything, like relationships, career, yourself, like even just no one knows how exhausted you are from working so hard towards everything yeah. that you're doing. Like, no one but you. So why are you trying to impress is the wrong word, but why are you trying to like please everyone else yeah. when it's just you?
Yeah.
Just you.
And I think that I just think about that a lot. And I feel like that's something that I've been growing mm-hmm. to learn.
Yeah.
Is especially with the topic of marriage, engagement. It's like,
oh yeah,
I'm like super confident on like where we are right now.
Yeah.
And what we've had to go through to get to this place. And you know what?
It'll happen when
our story is going to be our story.
Totally. And if you got engaged right now compared to when it's supposed to happen, like imagine what wouldn't have happened if it was like today, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like you might have missed out on some of the greatest things.
Yeah. Cause you're maybe distracted or something. Yeah.
So,
but
yeah, I really do believe everything happens for a reason.
Same.
I really do. Same. So I'm like, this was all supposed to happen, but obviously there's hard days and there's good days. And
yeah.
I take this advice like daily. I have to remind myself, right? Because
daily
people have hard days and you can't always be in a great mood and believe the good and everything. But,
and sometimes you do feel like the more people ask you and the more content you're consuming, sometimes if you're in like a certain headspace mm-hmm. it's like so easy to like get down that rabbit hole of like,
totally,
why aren't things working for me in the way that it should be?
Oh my gosh, yes, literally.
I was gonna say
me being like the opposite to you. I have people come up to me all the time and be like, so who's the boy now? Or like mm-hmm. and I'm like, just because I'm in my single little era doesn't mean you get to, I'm an open book, so I tell everyone everything, yeah. which maybe is, I'm in the wrong, but I'm like, it didn't work out with this guy, went on a couple dates, didn't work out, or, you know, like,
yeah.
and I don't want to feel shamed for that. It's going to happen when it happens. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It puts a lot of pressure on me.
I know. And some days you're like, it like rolls off your shoulder. I think I kind of touched on this.
Yes.
I don't know.
No.
Sometimes I'm like rambling and I like don't even know what I'm talking about. But
no.
Some days it's like it rolls off your shoulder. And it's like not an insecurity and it's not like something they're like, no, poke, I'm the most poke, poke,
confident
poke.
Girl.
And then the next day it's like, okay, you've been poked so many times that all of a sudden it's now just like
affecting
a little
you.
Hole. And it's like,
yeah.
okay, now why is that like a little shadow on
yeah.
me?
Yeah. And then stresses you out because yeah. it's like, am I supposed to be feeling these things that everyone else is feeling for me?
Yeah.
No, just you. Literally just you.
Just you.
You're never going to be in this spot again. So like soak it up. Enjoy yeah. it.
That is something so I've been so heavily focusing on.
Same. And I feel like I really am. And like talking to your point, I'm like, you and your man's never get to have this moment back where you are not getting ready for a wedding.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. Some people look at it that, oh my gosh, another day you're not engaged, you're not working mm-hmm. towards that. But no, it's another day that you guys get to like enjoy this part of your life because you'll never get it back.
Yeah. And I think just like continuing to work on what we have.
Yeah.
And waiting for the right time.
Yeah. And enjoying each other's company and just like living together and doing yeah. the things. Yeah.
It's so good.
It is so good. So I, wow, this is so nice. I could talk about this forever. We obviously, society puts a lot of pressure on us
100%.
In our 20s. A lot. It is. And to survive your 20s, I just feel like you really have to understand yourself and understand that you're on your own timeline no matter what. And you... everything will work itself out exactly how it's supposed to. But with you in mind and only you, I mean, obviously once like you meet a spouse or whatever.
Yeah.
But like you at the end of the day, like you're set.
Yeah.
You're ready. You're going to be golden.
You're going to be so good. I was listening to a podcast today and they really briefly touched on this point of realizing that there's no quote end goal to like life. And I feel like this is like a good connection between what we were just talking about, because you know, everybody has different end goals. When I finish school, I'm gonna be set. Oh, when I get my dream job, that's it, that's my end goal.
Yeah.
Oh, when I get married, that's it. Well, no, life goes on after all of those things happen.
Totally.
And your goals evolve, and like where you're at just like constantly evolves. And letting go of this, oh, when I get the big house, I'm going to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I grow up, when I turn 25, I'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, this whole thing is just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop.
Yeah. It kind of goes along with like the saying, and I believe it, is like money doesn't buy happiness. It's like things don't buy happiness either. Like all the things in your life that you're wanting that you don't have, a bigger house or an engagement ring or, you know, all those things, at the end of the day, it's like you, it comes down to you and what makes you happy and what, you know, I just feel like we get caught up in society gives us all these things that we need to be happy, and we don't need them at all.
Yeah. And when I reach this, when I do this, when I have this, it's like, well, no.
Yeah.
Like, no. I feel like if you just continue to work on yourself and figure out, not even work on yourself, but like continue to just like grow into who you want to be, that's going to get you somewhere.
Totally. Now that you say it, I'm like, I always put pressure on myself to have this end goal and have everything figured out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my end goals changed so much in the last year.
Yeah.
Let alone the last 5 years of me being in my 20s. Like, no way.
Everything in life just feels so definite.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, if I'm like single right now, I'm going to be single forever.
Oh, yeah.
No. Or if I'm like, if I don't get my job, I'm never going to find a job.
Yeah.
No.
No. And like, I will say, I feel like I've gotten better. I have only a couple of days a month where that happens, where I spiral, where I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be alone forever, oh my god, I'm never gonna be able to buy a house. Or it's okay to feel those things.
I feel like if you don't have days like that,
you're not human.
That's not human.
No, you're not. That's not a thing. But it's just every day, if you start feeling like that, you're gonna drain yourself, because that's just not, that is not something to be expected of you.
Yeah
I just, oh, I get so frustrated.
I know. It's just, there's just so many things.
It is. There is.
I have a tip for surviving your 20s.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. In order to get through your 20s, you have to learn how to speak up.
Oh, do you go on?
Okay. So I just feel like I was 100% that person who like didn't voice what they wanted, who just like, I don't know, maybe I was a little bit quiet. I wouldn't really describe myself as quiet, but I definitely have found my voice going into my 20s, or growing in my 20s, I should say, to like, if someone hurts my feelings, I'm going to say something. If I want something, I'm going to vocalize it. If I want someone to be treating me a certain way, I'm going to I'm going to speak up.
I love that.
You know, like, I just feel like you have to learn how to communicate and speak up if you want to do what you want.
No, 100%. And like, I can honestly say I am not very good at this. My mom and I talked about this the other day. I am such a people pleaser, like such a people pleaser, and it's becoming an issue, because it if I feel like I've upset you in any way, or I've canceled on you, or I said no to you, or it consumes me and it eats me up. And so I'm not putting me first in these moments, and I'm not speaking up for myself. So like, this is a nice reminder for
this
me.
This is your reminder.
Because I need to do that, Court, really bad.
100%. And it's not a matter of being super opinionated and forcing opinions on anybody. It's just a matter of being confident in your value and what you have to say.
100%.
And how you want to feel.
Yes.
And you just, I just feel like that's so important.
It is so important. My mom was like, if you can learn this now, oh my gosh, when you're my age, like, you're going to be so happy you did it. Because if I think about the feelings that I feel when I, you know, do those things that might hurt people because I'm trying to make them happy and not me happy, I am exhausted and I'm like miserable. I'm so miserable. I just like sit in this pit and I'm like, why am I doing that? To make you happy? My first priority should be me.
100%. And half the time, when you think you're going to upset somebody, you don't.
Queen of creating scenarios in your head.
100%. That I am with you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so with you. I mean, that's so natural to, mm-hmm. okay, if I do this, this will be their reaction.
Yeah.
But it's like, maybe not.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, the creating scenarios. I think Brené Brown, do you know who that is?
No.
She wrote a couple books and she's done a few little clippets. She just like goes viral because she has such impactful statements. But I think she did one on like creating scenarios in your head and really trying to intentionally stop yourself from doing that. And I'm like, I need to do that. I feel like I'm still working at that because in my head I will create this whole scenario that I've upset you because of something I said. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
None of this happened. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. And just rabbit holing down this like whole spiral of like the what ifs.
Yeah, totally. But to your point of speaking up, like I just feel like I got 4 years left, I guess, of my 20s. So
oh, gosh.
I need to make an effort to do that because I really feel like my people pleasing takes over and I don't prioritize that, and I need to be more intentional with that. That's my word of the year this year. So
intentional. That's exactly it. It's just intentional on how you want to spend your time.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to spend your time, you know, chasing after and like, and just going along with the narrative other people write for you.
Yeah.
It's like learning how to find where your voice fits in is so empowering.
Girl, that was like a mic drop statement. That was so good.
I really feel that because I feel like for a long time I didn't really know how to, you know, let someone know that they hurt my mm-hmm. feelings. And I feel like that level of communication not only like is something I learned in my relationship that was so necessary,
mm-hmm.
it also like spilled over into like friendships mm-hmm. and then it spilled over into like work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't just not be who I am.
No, totally.
And if I want to be in a certain position or if I want to be taken seriously,
mm-hmm.
why don't I start showing people I know what I'm talking about?
Literally. I'm like listening like I'm a listener right now. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, you're right. I like, need to do that.
Literally the biggest thing I think I've learned.
It is.
Is how to, and not in like a demanding way. It's just how do you articulate how you actually feel?
But, and your feelings are valid at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like I will so often, you know, feel guilty for how I'm feeling, you know, like, are my feelings valid? Am I just making this up in my head? Am I like, should I be valid for feeling this way towards this person or whatever? But whatever feeling you're going through, like whatever you're processing in your own brain, like that is your feeling for a reason. And I believe wholeheartedly that you have a right to that feeling. And you also have a right to share that with someone. And I think that's really important what you just said. Like you should feel okay to speak up for yourself and say how you're feeling.
Yeah. 100%. I agree with that. I think even if you have like an inkling of a feeling, you have to acknowledge it.
You do.
Because it's real. Like you felt it.
Like it's in there for a reason. Otherwise it wouldn't be in there. So if you can, and I think it all depends on the people you're interacting with, and a good human should be able to communicate with you through that and get you through it, whatever relationship that might be. Because it takes two people to have a conversation. But I think you speaking up for yourself is the first step. It's always so much harder or so much easier than you think it's going to be if you can just say it. Say what comes to mind and then talk yourself through it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's really important. I think that's like such a staple in adult 20-something friendships or relationships of any sort.
Yeah.
That's like, that could go to talking to your mom. Like
literally.
Anyone.
I sometimes have played this scenario and it just kind of like is a funny comparison, but you know when you have like, or if you see like a mom and a daughter shopping
mm-hmm.
and the mom's like, okay, do you like this, would you wear this, do mm-hmm. you want this, and you know you kind of have that teenager daughter that's like I'm like, if you don't say yes or no, you will leave with nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you want? You have to say what you want.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. And it's just like thinking about that teenager self that like I was 100% that person.
Same.
Where it's like my parents were like, why don't you just say hi?
I know.
Oh my God, I could never. Or like, what do you want? I don't know.
I know. Or like,
it's like, I'm not that person now.
Oh my gosh. Like past relationships, it would be like, what do you want for dinner? And I'd be like, whatever you want. I didn't want that.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I still do it to this day. Like, I think yesterday we were trying to pick out a movie and I was like, whatever you want to watch. And I'm like, you're allowed to pick things too. Like, you're allowed to speak up.
100%.
And I will often find myself not speaking up for myself. And I'm like, Morgan, snap out of that.
Yeah.
Like,
because honestly, at the end of the day, people want to hear what you want.
Yes.
People want to hear how you feel, what you want, and honestly, who you are.
Good humans too will want to. And like, people who care about you and adore you and love you, like, they will, they want to.
They want to.
Yeah. No, this was such a nice reminder for me. I needed all of this. I'm like, okay, Morgan, speak up for yourself. Like, tell people how you feel.
Yeah.
You have a right to.
Absolutely.
It's so good. It is so good. Oh my gosh. That was like so good. I really needed to hear all of that. Okay. Yay.
Hey, I mean, those are just a couple of our survival tips/tangents that we went on.
Wow, we were bottling those up.
That was a conversation that needed to be had.
It was. But honestly, like, all stuff I feel often, and you do, and we feel the same things on different, like, in different stories. Like, I don't know, different pages.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone else does to a certain extent, but I think the points remain the same, you know? Like, do what you need to do, and you are on your own timeline, and you deserve to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, and no need to rush into the next phase.
No.
And figure out who you are.
Yep.
At the end of the day, your 20s are just, I honestly think your 20s are just finding out what you want.
Yep.
Who you are, what you like.
Heck yeah.
And
enjoy them.
Yeah.
Live in it.
Honestly, the 20s have been great.
I'm so excited. I will keep being excited. I just feel like this is such a fun time. And, you know, like we said at the beginning, we're never going to be in this spot again.
Yeah.
Ever. So
here we are.
Here we are.
Embracing it.
Also, we've got a week left of our incredible sponsor.
Yes. This is the last week, you guys. If you are looking to book anything with MB Artistry, do it now. Use our code TSG10 for 10% off. Booking any appointments.
Dude, my eyebrows look amazing still.
I'm getting mine done this week and I'm so excited.
Literally a dream come true. But yeah, it's your last week to use it. So if you're looking, you know, just in time for summer to get your eyebrows touched up, get a spray tan.
Oh, I could use a spray tan.
I could too.
I just want to feel good. A little glow.
Yeah. Nothing a tan makes me feel the best.
Does wonders. So yeah, definitely head over. You can find everything on our Instagram page at 20 something girl podcast.
Yeah.
that's our username. Yeah. So definitely head over because you'll see all of Miranda's links and the link to her booking and her page and MB Artistry to use that code. But yeah.
Last chance to use it.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening today, you guys. Thank you for riding this wave with us. Riding the roller coaster that is our 20s. We will get through them together.
Heck yeah, we will.
And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye guys.
Bye.